This year is sponsored Rabbi Yisai, the Ilei Nishmas, my really good friend Izzy Chase. The Elam doesn't know that when I first came to the community, he was my first Chavrusa that I learned with in the community. We used to learn with him and David Address together on Shabbos for many hours. And when I started a Musar Shir in Mesilas Yesharim, he was consistent every single week. Then I went to Orchis Tzadikim, he was there. Then we went to Shara B'Tachin, he was there. And we went to Nefesh HaChaim, he was there. So for years and years and years, we learned. So, sponsored by Ari Pullman, Eli Nyman, Jake Wyman, Mandy Platzker, Yulun Nishmasai, he's up here in Shemayim, and he should mail it to
Amen.
So the first part is, one has to know a portion of that the Gemara brings down. The Gemara, brings down different things we do in order for the children to stay up. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings down Pesachim that we have about 7 or 8 different things we do in order to keep the kids up, which means we're going to do things mishuna by the Seder. I just want to mention them because sometimes we hear things in order for the children, So the Gemara says that Tana Rabbanon, Akol chayim ba'arba kaisis, everybody's chayim 4 kaisis, men, women, and children. Men, women, and children are mechuyev. Men and women and children are mechuyev in the arba kaisis. So Rabbi Yehuda on that says, what point is it for children? So Rabbi Yehuda says, instead of giving them wine, you give them kloyes, egoizim, little nuts, candy. Now, what's the shot we're giving them kloyes, egoizim? The Gemara continues. The Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva would give kloyes, egoizim on tinaikis, the gersa, how you learn it, but the way we read the Gemara, but Erev Pesach, in order for them not to sleep. So the part of the shot of the Gemara is that you're giving them sweets for them not to sleep. Why? Because and once they don't sleep, they'll be able to see all the differences of the night. That's the way the Meiri brings down. That's the way the Shibboleth Halakhah brings down. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah learns it a little bit differently. The Rambam says like this: the tzarach lasa is shina b'layla azeh. You have to make a difference, a change. They sheyiru abonim v'yishalu, that the children should be able to see and they should be able to ask. Manishtana, what is the difference? V'keitzer meshana. You give them sweets. So according to the Rambam, the sweets that you're giving them is not for them to want to stay up, and this way they're going to ask what the differences are. The difference is that you're giving them the sweets when you normally don't give them sweets in the beginning of the meal. The Rambam continues with other things, differences that we do. So it's interesting to ask what the difference is. We see the one thing we do is the way the Rambam understands giving them sweets at the beginning of the meal is not something you normally do. You give them sweets normally at the end of the meal, but over here we're giving it in the beginning of the meal. So that's one difference that we have between one of the things that we do for the children. Another thing that we do for the children is the Gemara says in the same place, Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Choytzei Matzis Leilib Sochem, you grab matzis on Leil Pesach. In order for the children not to sleep, you grab the matzahs. What does it mean you grab the matzahs? So you take a look at the Rishonim, there's a few different shots. One shot is that you pick up the ka'ara. Choytzim is a lashon, you're grabbing it and you're picking it up. What are you picking up the bread for? So that inspires the children to ask. Rashi and the Rashbam brings down that you hurry to eat. Why are you hurrying to eat? In order for the kids not to fall asleep. So you're not doing something bizarre, interesting. You're just hurrying it up in order for the kids not to fall asleep. In the Lashon of the Rambam says that what does it mean that you're choytzim? The Rambam says, v'choytzim matzah zem yizeh. Ch'choytzim matzah zem yizeh, te'sheyiru abonu v'yishalu v'yemer mandashan alayla l'zem kol lili. So the Rambam is saying, one of the things you do in order for to get the kids to start asking questions, what are you doing? As you grab matzahs from one hand to another hand. Now, we know the Chof Yaakov brings down, and others bring down the idea, we're in the world that it comes from stealing the Afikaiman, and we're going to say it comes from here. The Lashon of the Rambam is, the real taich of that is, That's times that you act funny with the matzah. You grab here, you grab here. We have three pshat in the Gemara so far. One pshat of the Gemara was times that you're picking it up. Another pshat we said in the Gemara is that you're hurrying the meal. And over here, according to the Rambam is saying you're doing something funny by the Seuda in order for the children to be able to see you doing something, and this way they're not going to sleep. What pshat of shot that we steal the Afikayman? Just the Maimra Musker. So I brought down from the Midchas Elio that he says that Yitzchak got two Gedoya Izim. We're going to see a shot from the Gra on Chag Gadya. What shot that he had two Gedoya Izim? One for the Pesach, one for the Chagigah. That means it was Pesach then. Now, once Rivka gave Yitzchak these two food to eat, you have the Chagigah, you have the Pesach. Yitzchak wasn't able to eat afterwards. So it was a trickery to be able to, she got first, and now he's not going to be able to eat from Esau's food afterwards. So because of Rivka's trickery that she did to manipulate the system in order for Yaakov to be able to get the brachas, we go ahead and do the act of the carbon Pesach and a massive trickery as well. Beautiful pshat, he said.
Yeah, just manipulate us to get presents. Oh.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Rav Chaim, they bring down in the Briska Agadah a totally different shot to this, to the Rambam, Chaytzim Matzah Zeh Miyazeh. Because he holds that if you grab it and you hide it, it's going to be a chasaron in the Shemira, and you have to have the Matzah Nishmar. Rav Chaim said that the shot is a shot you would have never thought of in your life. The halach is, Hilchos Darachares, that when you wash and you're eating, when you give out the food, you're supposed to take a bite first. That's the halacha. When you make lecha mishnah zavu, right, you're giving it out, you're supposed to eat first. The darachares, that the Baal Bayis is by Seyat Chila, and he eats first. That's what the Rambam brings down, and so Shulchan Aruch brings down. The Rambam over here said, the chaytzim matzah zeh miyazeh, meaning, even though normally mehilchos darachares, the halacha is that one has to eat first, and then everybody else is supposed to eat. When it comes to Pesach by night, then the Baal Bayis, you're able to grab it from him and eat it before him. That's what Rav Chaim is understanding shot. Not the way we were learning before, according to the Rambam, that one's grabbing and you're grabbing it from each other, and you go ahead and see which side, you crack it and you see which is bigger. So far we saw, number one, giving out sweets so the children keep them up. That was one zach we do in order to shalay yishnu. Another thing we saw this concept of grabbing the matzah. Now, another thing we see is doing the tibulim of the karpas, the dips. Tor brings down, Kef brings down, that we dip twice. Why are we dipping twice? So the Gemara says, it's a hecker. It's a hecker for the kids. The kids are like, what are we doing? What's pshat? Why are you going ahead and dipping twice? What's the pshat in this? What's the question of the dipping twice? So Rashi learns, and the Rashbam and the Tor, as I started saying before, that is, why are you eating vegetables before the Suda? It's not even on the dipping. Tosfos says it's on the dipping. Rashi says it's not on the dipping. It's Tamazai. Why in the world are you eating vegetables before the actual Suda starts? The Das Kanim and Shmoyis Beis Ches brings down that the reason why we do two dipping, one's the Zecher for the Dam Bris, one's the Zecher for the Dam Pesach. But the Taz and others bring down, which is the Parshat Shad as we know, that the reason why, what is the answer, what is the response to the children why we're dipping twice, is because if we would just dip once, we would think it's for the Suda. Now that we dip once before the Suda, so we dipped. The second dipping is a vice, shows us that the dipping is specifically for the mitzvah Amara and not for the mitzvah of the Suda. And not for OCD. When we started this year, we brought that the Gemara brings down that children are mechuyev to drink wine. And Rabbi Yehuda said on that, no, you don't give them to drink wine. What do you do? Instead, you give them klois ve'goyz and you give them the sweet. What shot in the chachamim? What shot that the chacham holds that Yitzhak is supposed to drink wine in the beginning? That children are supposed to drink wine. What's the pshat in that? What's that pshat? The pshat is that it's not a normal thing for kids to normally drink wine. The Yaivis brings down, the Kavachai brings down. That's exactly what it is. The kids are saying, what are you doing? That's not a normal thing for me to do. I don't normally drink wine. Why would you be doing that? That is in itself is a shinoi. And it shows the children, and it prompts them to be able to ask questions. You're right. too much is not good. It's, and the truth is, the Gemara brings down that for Tezvav Amr Beis, that we were oikar the shulchan. Today we don't take away the shulchan, but we have a shulchan, but we move the matzahs, we move the ka'ara.
Red Bull wine.
The Gemara says, lama oikar nes ha-shulchan, because in those days they used to have small little tables. Whereas, why the lama oikar nes ha-shulchan? I mean, the way Rav Yanda Kadesha ekiru tinoikat v'yishalu. The children should be able to see and ask. So, what does that mean, that we're oikar the shulchan? So you stand there, you're starting the meal, and afterwards you're taking it away. What are you doing? It's not a normal thing to do, right? That so the Parshim Shah, that when you do something changing. So the point is, and Rav Chaim said this, the whole Yisoyed of the Seder is to do things that are going to get your children to ask. However many different things you could do to be able to get your children to be able to ask questions. One last thing, we'll speak out what the Gemara says, that we had Kiddush, and then it said, Mod Guloi Kai Sheni. They poured a second cup of wine. The Kana Ben Shoyal, and then the child asked. The child asked Manishtan. So what Rashi and the Rashbam says, what does it mean, the Kana, now the child asked? When the child sees the second cup of wine, he's going to ask Manishtan. Why is the child asking when he sees the second cup of wine poured? Why are you drinking more than one cup of wine? You just drink a cup of wine. Why are you drinking another cup of wine? Yeah, okay.
What if the kids already know this stuff?
It still doesn't make a difference. This is the Seder at the bottom of what we do. You're not the first one who asked the question. Sometimes I to know the Ramoshan in Igret Moshe that brings down two different svaras of why we are a kittel on. Why do we are a kittel? The two basic ways to look at it, it's either a thing to make us have humility, force humility into us. It's a zechatav, some type of avelus, some type of humility. You have to be pure, Yom Kippur, stuff like that. And the other way to look at it is just the opposite. It's a way, the Netziv, the Lashon of Netziv in Imre Shefer, he says that the reason why Atamul Vishas Kittel B'Sa'ol, say this as a Netziv, Eina Kefisha Mekobol Tnei Amoyin. It's after the way people think, to remember the day of death. Kivishu Tam Tamua, he says, it's a Tam Tamua. If you take a look at the Magen Avraham and the Taz, they bring this reason. The other reason is because when you would eat the carbon pesach, it's like a maisa avoida. And the Gemara brings down when you daven, you have to wear something nice. You have to wear something nice. You have to wear something kosher. So there are two reasons, says Rav Moshe over here, that we see. Rav Moshe, the Netziv is saying one of the reasons he doesn't understand. Either is to go ahead and bring you to a massive of seriousness, or it's a massive of royalty. I'm eating something beautiful, and that's why I'm wearing the kittel. Then it may be an afkumina. If an oval is supposed to wear a kittel, for oval not supposed to wear a kittel, because already the oval has a reminder, so maybe good. Maybe
it doesn't have to be like a bekasha. If you wear a white bekasha, it's more royalty than a kittel.
If you wear,
but it's not a kittel like you wear Yom Kippur.
Ah, okay.
What does it mean to wear it? If it's
royalty, you shouldn't be wearing it. If Shad is your, if it's a Varda B'day Avelis, so then Abel can wear it. If it's a Varda Simcha, says Ramayisha, so then Abel shouldn't wear it. It depends what reason. Ramayisha is different from Hagim. For some, as Amon said, that the minig is to wear it, but others bring down that Yitaka and Abel shouldn't wear it. That's a different story, Lenny. What am I supposed to tell you? Good question, what type of avelus it is. Okay, let's go a little bit weiter.
Also, should a single man that is not married wear it?
No, not the man.
No.
The Malbim brings down an interesting mashal when it comes to Halach Ma'anya. He says, story that you have a kid, and he's the son of the king, and he's a teenager like in America today who they just don't seem to be able to listen to their parents. They just can't do it. They just can't do it. So what does the king do? He throws him out, gives him hard work. What does the kid cry back? Cries. Give me the credit card back. And the king says, okay, so let him come back. But again, the kid acts out again. The king acts out again. And then the kid cries again. This time, the king said, I've enough with this. I'm bringing you back home. You're going back on the drugs. So what do you do? He let the kid was in this faraway place. And this king, what he did was, he got him money over there, and he got him to a situation where somebody bailed him out, but it was from the king. Now this child is able to go back to the king on his own volition if he wants, but he's not sending his chauffeur. Why did the king do it? The king wants a check. Is my son just eating out of my credit card because he wants to? Because he needs me? And when he doesn't need me anymore, he's going to go buy? Or he wants to because he wants to. So now I'm giving that choice over here. I'm sure. I think how much he really wants. Says the Malbim, that's Holak Ma'an Yediachol Abasan Ba'ardim Yisrael. When we were Ba'ardim Mitzrayim, when we were in Mitzrayim, the matzav was very bad. Now we're not so bad. Now we're in a good place. Now we could say Kol Difron Yesev Yechol, Kol Districh Yesev Yisrael. So are we connected, or now we're good in America? Are we thinking about Eretz Yisrael or not? That we end off. That we're saying, even though Ba'etzim right now we're in a much better place, we're not like in the place we're bailed out. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Ashiris in America. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Ashiris in Golos. Still, nevertheless, we're saying, we're starting off to say they're showing the connection we have with the Eibishter. We're showing that Ba'etzim were connected, and we Ba'etzim want to come back. Let's go weiter. The Pashim Shad over here that the Rishayim say, we have Bafilu Kulam Kachamim Nuvaynim Kainim Kulanu Yedim Es HaTayra Es HaMitzit V'yel to say over Tiz Mitzrayim. And then we go and say over a story, Ma'isim Rebbe Lod Ben Azariah, and they were sitting in B'nai Brak, and they were speaking about Yisiz Mitzrayim the whole night until the Talmidim came. So the Ritva and other Rishayim explain that why is this Maisa coming afterwards? To go ahead and teach you that these were the Canaan, they were knowing the entire Torah. Nevertheless, even though they knew the whole Torah, these the Canaan sat and spent the entire Seder and the entire night speaking about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So Arizal brings down one of the things we say by the Seder that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us out? But in one of the things that we say, that we might not... What's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't take us out with it, with a shliach? Whatever that means, a malach. Why did we have to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu by himself? So the Arizal says, it's because the Tumah Mitzrayim was so great that it would have an impact on the malach. The same way we find, says the Arizal, that the chilk between the malachim by Lot and the malachim by Avram. The malachim by Avram, Rashi brings down that they didn't actually eat. It looks like they ate. But if you take a look in malachim by Lot, it says that they ate. Says the Arizal, what's the pshat? Because the gashmius and the tumah of Sidon was so great that it caused that now the malachim became some type of, I don't want to say quasi-human, but they became into such a magushim like a state that they had to eat.
What were they doing?
And therefore, for that reason, a malach in Mitzrayim wouldn't be able to take care of to do justice properly. He wouldn't be able to manage in such a tumid gemakim, and therefore it had to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. The Maral says, a different shot. The Maral says that being that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is showing us that we are his am, we are not under the jurisdictions of Paroi, as the Medrash brings down, the Gairalenu Kol Amayna. The Medrash says that at the time of the Dar HaPlaga, he was a big Gairal. What was the Gairal? The Gairal was which nation would fall under which jurisdiction? Which Malach? What did Klal Yisrael fall under? Klal Yisrael fell under Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we don't have a Malach. And it says the Chai Adam, the Gairalenu Kol Amayna, that's what it means. That our Gairal is not like the nations of the world. Our lot. So says the Maral, that's the Pshat. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take us without a Malach is, since what is manifesting itself right now? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making us that we're under his jurisdiction. In order to be able to create that phenomenon, it has to be with that phenomenon. Meaning if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to make it that we're under his jurisdiction, it has to be done in that way. that we're not with the malach, we're not with the shliach. So we're saying two pshatim. Oh, that was before. This is before you see. Avram is before you see. That's right. By the Dara potential, in potential.
Right, so then Avram is after.
In potential, when we became Am Yisrael. When Hamav, when we became, it has to be when we weren't a nation yet. We weren't a nation until we left Mitzrayim. So he said two pshatim. Either pshat is the tumah is too great, or in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to create that we were under only his jurisdiction and not any other mal jurisdiction, he had to do it himself. Another beautiful thing I saw in Halach Ma'anya, that some bring down, what's the reason why we say it in Aramaic? Why do we say in Aramaic? That's the easy pshat. So the Abu Jaham says that it's because we don't want the malachim to make any kitrug. We don't want them to recognize it. Whatever that means, they don't recognize Aramaic. So we don't want them to recognize it. Rek Rav Avram Englinger, because of Ram, what shot we only, what type of, so say the whole Haggadah, only Halach Ma'anya. Say the whole Haggadah in Aramaic. We don't.
So once you start, right?
Whenever a person wants to start a mitzvah, you want to know if a mitzvah is the good thing to do, if a shir is the good thing to do, if a seder, if a davening. Always look at the beginning. Starting of something. The starting of something is always going to be the hardest. Why? Because once you are in the door, you have to ask the Shemaya, afterwards things work out. But in order to get things started, it's taka very shvar. There's a million different very important excuses that come up. And that's where, what?
Start something, but it's harder to continue.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that type of starting. Starting of commitment. Really, to make the starting of the commitment part out. The commitment piece. The commitment piece. In the Mela, we could understand why once we already started and they couldn't understand us, now we're able to change.
You have Achmar at the beginning of the Seder?
That you're going to have to wait for the Shabbos of Elul Rasha. Really, we should do it in Shul. What are we doing at in Shul? Invite people. I told somebody that's going to very, very, very fancy hotel. I told him, when you say Halach Ma'anya, say it with like gusto. With the geshmak, you don't know where he's coming, so you can say it with such geshmak. Are you ready to invite somebody? You ready to invite me? You ready?
We should stand by the door.
Stand by the door of the hotel. Say, oh yeah, yeah, reserve the room.
It's just very interesting in the order of the Haggadah. Many people just read something, they don't even know what they're reading. So we start off with Halach Ma'anya. Then we do Manish Tana, which is interesting. I'll just say over very quickly. I wasn't planning on saying it. I think we spoke about this last year. The Gra writes, Manish Tana Halayla to Hazeh. It doesn't say Leil, it says Halayla. Manish Tana Halayla Hazeh. So it doesn't say Leil, it says Halayla, which is a Lashon Nekeva. And it says Hazeh, which should have said Halayla Hazoy. Manish Tana Halayla Hazeh, says the Gra. The question is, why did it turn from a Nekeva Dika energy to a Zohar energy? Why did it go from the Keva to a Zohar? What does that mean? Washing the Keva is Halayla. Women are not Mechuyev in many mitzvahs, right? At night you don't do a lot of mitzvahs. But at night, women are mechuyev in the mitzvahs, the same as men, says the Gra. And we see many mitzvahs at night. What's the pshat? So the night is turning, which women, he says, in Apizera, called the Shabbachinus Laila. Why? Because the Dara Kodesh says, he's Emes, and she's Emunah. I mean, men are Emes, and women are Emunah. Emes means because men have to do things, they see things. Women are faith. So Manish Tana Halayla turned into Azeh. Says the Gra, what happened that the night, Bechinas Halayla, turned into day? What changed that it went from the massive of female to the massive of male? It went from the massive of night to the massive of day. Day is clarity. Day is emes. That's the way the Gra understands it. and the Zohar Kodesh brings down it was Laila Chayoyim Ya'er. The pshat is that when they left Mitzrayim, it went from all the faith that the tremendous revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since it went to the tremendous revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that matzah turned into a matzah of Yoyim, and therefore there's many mitzvahs. Anyway, this was a quick thing I remember from last year. I wanted to say it over. I remember the Yisoid is, we went from faith to revelation. Faith is night. Faith is b'chinas nekeva. Faith is b'chinas laila. Faith is, women don't have mitzvahs. They don't need mitzvahs. They're in the matzah of faith. They don't need action. It turned into yoim, which is a matzah of day. Now, what the pshat we speak about the four sons? What's that pshat? We say halach ma'anya. Then we say baruch hamakim baruch hu. We say avadim in the part of the Zion. Baruch hamakim baruch hu. And then we speak about the rasha. What's the pshat in this? So we're talking about the different children. Parrot says, before we start speaking about the Haggadah, before we start teaching our children, we have to know how to teach our children. So every parent has to look at the, it's not part, the CBC is Mitzrayim is not talking about the Chacham Rasha Tam in Cheney the Elishal. It's just the preface of how are you supposed to speak to your children. That's what we say over by the Haggadah. It's not talking about Yisrael Mitzrayim, it's how you're supposed to. So you're starting the Haggadah. So it's interesting. Because Avodah Mayinu is already, you would assume, is part of the Haggadah. But afterwards goes to Yochum Reish Chaydish. Then is Mitzchil Ayv the Avodah Zarah Yavisim. Oh. So there, in some level, that's when it starts. Rav Moshe Shapiro brought down that, why do we start off with Mitzchil Ayv the Avodah Zarah Yavisim? Why do we take a start with such a shameful thing that we did Avodah Zarah? What's that?
Probably can't.
So he says that Klal Yisrael doesn't come from a perfect situation. Klal Yisrael comes from a situation where they are able to be mahapich. They're able to be able to take the Avodah Zarah and turn it over. What's the pshat? So tshuva is the answer. But he goes a little bit deeper. He says that if the Avodah Zarah teaches you how shameful Avodah Zarah is, so that in itself turns into a catalyst for you to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, if somebody does something wrong and they realize how wrong it is from their action, so instead of it being a wrong action, it turns into a right action. You did something wrong, you realize that is false by doing it. So it comes out that Avodah Zarah in itself was the thing that caused Avraham Avinu, according to the way the Rambam says, that he himself did Avodah Zarah, to Shiloh, that in itself caused the Klal Yisrael to be able to realize the mistake. To realize how false Avodah Zarah is. So if the action of the Avera causes you to realize how false the Avera is, so that's how we're mahapa. That's how we turn it over. Turning a negative, turning into a positive. It's a beautiful yisoid from the Shem Shmuel. The Shem Shmuel brings down from the Zera Kodesh on Vihisha Amda. So Vihisha Amda la Vesinu Velanu. So the Parshat Shat Ritzvah says, what is Vihisha Amda? What stood for us? What stood for us was the Bris Ben Abisarim. Bris Ben Abisarim was the thing that stood for us. Because right before that, we say, Baruch Shem Abtachas L'Yisrael, Shachash Baruch Hu Kishav Etzakev Vlatzayz, and it speaks about that Shachash Baruch Hu told Avram, Yodeya Teda Ki Ger Yezarach Baruch Leilahem. And the Hishamda is, I know you're thinking of the song.
Thinking of another word on
The Hishamda is the Abtachah that Shachash Baruch Hu gave by the Bris Ben Abisarim. Said the Shem Shmuel like this. The Zohar Kodesh asked the question, what's the reason why we have anti-Semitism in today's world?
Jealous.
Says the Zohar Kodesh, because in order for us to be able to remember that we're Yidden, what happens is we dray around the Goyim, we go around the Goyim, and we forget. So we have to have some anti-Semitism to remind us we're Yidden. Like, stop, don't forget. Like, you're a Yid. Says the Shem Shmuel, that's the shadow here. The Yisha'amdu la'vesein of Elon. What stood for us? Well, the answer is, the very fact, that they start off with us, that is the thing that stands for us. That's the thing that holds us together. The fact that we're hated. The fact that they scream at us dirty Jew. That in itself reminds us that we're a Jew. We may hate that reminder. So we shouldn't have to have the reminder. We shouldn't have to have that reminder. How do we not have that reminder? By remembering that we're Yidden. But the second that we try to take away, Goyim hate us the less when we act like Yidden and we act like Goyim. That's why it's very counterintuitive. People take over the yarmulke and they do think that they say, if we mix with the Goyim, they'll like us a little bit more. It's just the opposite. So they say, what you're not only are you trying to take everything good, taking stuff from us, you're also being like us too. You be a Yid. You be different. We'll hate you less. So that's the other shot that the Velt says is the he she'amna lavisteinu. You're picking up the cup of wine. Oh, what stood us, right, is the wine.
Now, the fact that we drink, we drink only kosher wine, he she'amna prevented us from assimilation.
Before we say ilu atziyanu, we say al achas kama v'kama peva kfula mechupeles. Says the Sfasemes that what do we say in ilu atziyanu? Lenny, did the Yeki sing Dayenu? Yeah? That's a big thing? So what do we say? We say, Vichnis, I don't know, because I'm not sure if square matzahs, I don't know if square matzahs are considered matzahs. Lenny, I eat square matzahs.
Rakuzin,
says the Sfasemes an interesting thing, interesting chiddush. He says, we say, Vichnisanu l'art Yisrael, v'hispik tzarchenu v'chilanu esamon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the man, brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Why are we saying that now, by the Seder? So the Sfasemes says, the same way we find in the creation of the world, everything was created in energy the first day. As the Ramban brings down in Parshas Bereishis, it was called the Hiyuli. It was this mass. We say that it's energy. No, but that's no Shaykh. That's not what the Ramban meant. He didn't mean that. He meant an energy in Ruchnius that was created in the beginning, in the creation. But even if you want to say that, the point is, says the Sfasemes, we have a concept of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates things, he has the mass, the chomer, and then he makes the surah. Surah means the form. So you see, as Mitzrayim, the actual galus has in it all of the galusim hidden inside, and in the geula has all the geulas lies in Mitzrayim. So therefore, that shot, al achas kama v'kama teva kfula mechupelet. It was a good that's doubled and doubled over, because within Yetzias Mitzrayim lied in it all the kaychas for all of the nisim of in all generations, and that's why we also speak about the miracles of the man in the Haggadah. We also speak about the miracles of Eretz Yisrael to hint at this idea. One of the basic yisoides that we have to understand, says in the Nesivos, we say Pesach Matzah Maror. Why do we eat matzah? Why does it say we eat matzah? I don't know.
Speak who?
Shall I speak? But take them. Shall I say no hakness? It was in a rush. Says in the Nesivos, you have to know that there's a difference between now and the Gula Asida. Then and the Gula Asida. By Yetzias Mitzrayim was in the matzah of the Chippazim. However, the Navi Yeshayah brings down in Parthenon Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hiloi Bechibazin Seiseyu. You're not going out in a rush.
Foolish man.
Right. Huh? Why? The reason why we have to run out then was because Klal Yisrael couldn't stand the Tum anymore. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to survive. They didn't have the Torah. The Torah is the thing that keeps us, no matter in what state of Tuma the world is in, we're able to survive. So therefore, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, where we didn't have the Torah yet, Klal Yisrael had to be rushed out. It was too dangerous. We didn't have enough vitals. Whereas, that's why it had to be Matzav B'Chippazim. Whereas when it comes to the Geula Shleima, when it comes to the Zman of Mashiach, maybe she's going to take his time. Because over there, we have the Torah that we could be able to have it in a complete form. It's interesting because you end up being you could maybe be machalik, but you end up being seemingly a machalikus between the Brisker Rav and the Beis HaLevi, because the Beis HaLevi speaks out. He writes that the reason why, since we left too early, since we left the Chippazim, that's to show that we left too early before Be'etzem we were supposed to leave, and because of that, the rest of the Galusin manifested itself. Whereas the Brisker Rav says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev esakeit. What does it mean, chishev esakeit? The Beskrov says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to plan the amount of pain Klal Yisrael needed. He knew exactly how much pain Klal Yisrael was supposed to have. He knew exactly how much pain, and he took that amount of pain of the 400 years, and he concentrated it into 210 years. So according to the Beskrov stimuli, Klal Yisrael, when they left, they had exactly the amount of pain Yisurim that they needed. Whereas, according to the Beis Halevi, the Beis Halevi says, I don't know if it's Akasha, but I saw what Oilin speaks about.
One could be very degree, and one could be the duration of time. They couldn't, over time, things would deteriorate, and they couldn't take the slope, whatever they call it, like in calculus, the integral, but it's slope. They couldn't take the slope anymore. They've gotten...
Let's go a little bit, let's say a few parts on Hala, and we'll end up with Chag Gadya. The Chai Adam brings down a beautiful shot. Lo'ishivi im nadivim im nadivei amoy. Says the Chai Adam like this. What does it mean, im nadivim im nadivei amoy? What are the two things? So just imagine, you see sometimes, I remember, and I don't mean to say Lashon Hara on any breast liver, but I remember seeing a breast liver chassid, and I saw him with a guitar. And I'm like, when I was young, I must have been 7, 8 years old, I'm like, such a tzaddik would be playing a guitar. Tzaddikim are supposed to be learning.
So what
did I see? The shot is, long payas meant that you were the biggest tzaddik in the world. So I knew differently. It's like when I was in Tzfas on Shabbos, when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, so I was with a friend of mine, and I see the host hooked us up with this man. We were going to eat with him. So we're walking home, and I start talking to him in Yiddish. And the guy doesn't answer me. And he didn't know one word of Yiddish, but he was wearing a strimal. So what does it mean, Nadivim, im Nadivei Amo? He says the Chai Adam, a beautiful shot. He says that sometimes you come to a place, and you're talking not a chashuv a person, but people think you're chashuv. So does that make you chashuv, the fact that people think you're chashuv? No. No. So in order, the first thing you have to be Nadivei Amo. Nadivei Amo means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a person on the lowest level, could bring him up to the Nadivei Amo. But it's not just a snapshot that you're fooling them. It has to be that if they know who you really were, what do you? They still think you're chashuv. That's Nadivei Amo. So what does it mean, Nadivei? Said the Chai Adam, let's say people have a very low level of what's considered fancy. They think a fancy bottle of schnapps is shivitz, right? Says the Chai Adam, so when you're coming to a place, Nadivei Amo, it may be nice that they think you're chashuv, but if you go into another place, I could have $1 million, but if I'm in five towns or another place, I'm considered a pauper. So it has to be Nedivim and Nedivei Amay. Number one, over here I have to be Chashuv. And number two, I have to be Nedivim, that Pshat is that not just in my area do they hold me as a Chashuv person. That's how high I'll be Nedivim. So that's what Nedivim and Nedivei Amay is. We say afterwards, Shafay Chamas Galagayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pour your anger out on the guy. So the Maggid gives the marshal like this. He says that the Medrash says, "On va'amayim lehem choyma." Va'amayim lehem choyma doesn't mean choyma; it means chema, anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got anger. What happened? So Satan came up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Why should the Jews be able to go have Kriyas Yamsuf? They also did Avodah Zarah." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to them. They did Avodah Zarah. They were forced to do Avodah Zarah. They were in such a bad environment, so they did Avodah Zarah. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that, says the Medrash, Miyad, Oysa Chemach in Esmal Ayamo Yisrael, Shafach HaMetriyim. That anger, that angel of the Yam, that was fighting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, why should I save the Egyptians more than Klal Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and took that anger and poured it onto the Mitzrayim.
Anger against who, though?
Meaning it was supposed to be anger against Klal Yisrael, and he turned that anger against the Mitzrayim. The Sar Yisholiyam, the Satan, was trying to get Klal Yisrael upset, Klal Yisrael in a bad place, and that anger that was supposed to be turned against Klal Yisrael got turned on the Mitzrayim. The Magda is a marshal like this. He says, you have a merchant. They will call him Yankel. So Yankel has a big store, and Yankel hires a guy, Ruvain. Ruvain knows the boss, Yankel's neighbor, Shimon. And Shimon is a very manipulative guy. Shimon says to Reuven, Reuven, you know, go ahead and steal from me. Go steal some of the stuff and sell it to me. I remember when I was in yeshiva, he was a guy who came to yeshiva selling cameras, 15 cameras, new cameras, the disposable ones. They still had the CVS tag on them. He just took them, stole it, and a friend of mine, he came in with a bike. He said, you want to buy a bike? You buy it for $10. $10 to buy the bike. My friend buys a bike. The neighbor next door comes over to my friend and says, what are you driving my bike for? He said, what do you mean? I bought it. He's like, it's my bike. The guy simply went to the guy's backyard, took the bike, and sold it to my friend.
He didn't do a, they call that a title search.
So Yankel owns, says it to the market, Yankel owns a store, and he hires Reuven, and Reuven is manipulated by Shimon to steal. Yankel finds out that Reuven's stealing, and he knows that it was Shimon. Shimon's just, this businessman, smart guy, and it was a lot of money. So he calls the police, takes him to Bezdin, takes him to court, and court, he says, I could tell you, Reuven stole this and this and this and this. Reuven is forced to be Moida, he's Moida, I stole all the money, I stole the product, and now Reuven has to pay. But how much money does Reuven have to pay for all the stuff he stole? So they said, we have to do a valuation. So let's get an evaluator. So Yankel says, I have a great evaluator. Shimon, my neighbor Shimon. Shimon is the one that manipulated Reuven to sell to him. He said, let me get Shimon. Shimon comes to court, and Shimon is trying to sound Lachashav, and he's trying to say, and it's Yankel invited me to be the one that's going to be doing this evaluation to be able to do this shuma, to evaluate how much money got taken away from Reuven. So he says twice the amount. He says twice the amount. He says, instead of it being $10,000, he says, in my opinion, it's worth $20,000. All this product, it's $20,000 worth of stuff. So goes calls Reuven. Bezdin says, Reuven, go pay up. Go pay up. And then Yankel says, hold on a second. He turns to Shimon and he says, Shimon, I knew you were behind this the whole time. You just went ahead and you incriminated yourself. Instead of paying up just $10,000, now you're going to have to pay me $20,000 because you caused it. So the Namad is at the pshat over here. We say, Shvoi Chamos Kal HaGoyim. There's a certain anger. The Goyim, they go ahead and tell Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, they're not so good. Klal Yisrael, look what they did wrong. The Sari Shel Yam, the Satan says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve Kriyas Yam stuff. So they did Avodah Zarah. What are the Abish to respond? Who's the one who caused them to do it? You're trying to make it better. Who's the one who caused them to do it? You did it? So the Abish take that very anger that was supposed to be put on the Yidden, and he throws it on the Goyim themselves. That's the shot of Shmai Chamasa. Rav Zemula from Volozhin, he says a beautiful pshat in Loi Lanu. We say like this. Einayim lahem lo yiru, oznayim lahem lo yishmo, af lahem. But then we say, it doesn't say yad lahem, it says yedehem raglehem. Why does it say like this? It doesn't say einayim lahem, it says einayim, it says einayim lahem. It doesn't say einayhem, it says einayim lahem, oznayim lahem, af lahem. But then when it comes to feet and yedehem, and raglehem, feet and hands, it says yedehem raglehem, what's shot? So he says, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the halacha is, if you have a broken Avodah Zarah, is it mutter to have? So you have a statue. So the statue breaks. Are you able to take it? He says, it depends. If it's a piece of something, you're allowed to take it, unless the full hand and the full... If you want to bring down Avodah Zarah, it's mutter, unless it's a hand or a foot. A nose, an ear, that's not considered anything. Why a hand and a foot? Because the hand and a foot, They would serve a hand. They would serve a foot, says the Rav Zemula from Lush, and that's shot. Over here we're saying, Einayim Lahem, the eye is considered only something of Avodah Zarah because it's attached to the body. The nose, Af Lahem, it's only because it's attached to the body. Aznayim, the ears. However, Yedehem, Raglehem, that's considered an entity in itself, and even if it's broken off, it's considered even if it's broken off, it's considered a Maisa Avodah Zarah. What? But it's considered enough of a Avodah Zarah in itself that even if it's broken, considered, whereas the nose, the ears, the eyes, it's only considered a chelik of a Avodah Zarah because it's attached. That's why it says Raglehem Yudeyem, because that's considered an entity in itself. Let's say over the Gra. The Gra in Chad Gadya is just takes Chad Gadya and turns it around from something so you have no clue what it means to something that is just so beautiful. It happens to be the Chidah brings down. Some bring down that Chad Gadya was written by the Rekeach. But if you look at the Agadah's Rekeach, you will not find it. So we don't know exactly who wrote it. However, the Chidah says that if somebody makes fun of Chad Gadya, you should give him chayrim. You should excommunicate him. And Rav Netanoi going way, 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 way before the Chidah, says somebody who doesn't skips even one of the piyutim, so he's like, it's not so important. Excuse me, it's not so important. He's considered a kofer.
Wow.
So just don't think it's so pashut. However, it's very.
Fall asleep
before the end.
It's intentional.
Okay, so let's go. Let's say what it means. So the Gra writes, says one yisoid. All of the brachas we have today is all from the brachas that Yaakov gave to Esav. Yitzchak gave to Yaakov. Yitzchak gave to Yaakov the brachas. That is what keeps us. All of our brachas came from there. That's where it all came from. And that was on Pesach. What did Rivka do? Rivka made two gedoye izim, two goats. One for the Pesach, one for the Chagigah. That was a catalyst of us getting all the brachas. Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. We think it's one kid. No. It's Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. One the Pesach, one the Chagigah. That's how it starts. The Zav Naba betrays Zuzay. Then what happened? What happened to the goat? No. What happened, Rabbi Yisai? The cat. Who's the cat? The Gra says an interesting thing. Anybody owns a cat here? And then what happened? The fire. What's the fire referring to? Says the Gra, it's the fire of Avodah Zarah. He says, like we know, the eagle Azov, how it was created? It was created through fire. And the Gemara brings down in Yuma that the Anshei Knesset of Gedolah davened for the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah to go away because they couldn't handle it. What happened? A fire of lion came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means the power of Avodah Zarah lies within the fire. And that is the thing that Koyach of fire went ahead and burned the stick. The stick is the ability, just to know, Rav Moshe Shapiro explains, that Matei Elikim, that had within it the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to do supernatural things in this world. But the Matei is the Lashon of Mata. Mata is bending down. It's also Gematria 49, meaning in this world, which is 49 Gematria Yomida, I know I'm going very quick, just bringing out the Musig, that the Matei Elikim is the ability, the existence of supernatural ideas, of living in this world. What burned it? The Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah that Klal Yisrael did. The eagle. And the Avodah Zarah that Klal Yisrael did brought Klal Yisrael from being from a supernatural existence back into nature. What took that away? So what Taka took that away? What took Avodah Zarah away? The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah's Tefillos. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah's Tefillos. That is Nimshel to water. The water went and burned out the fire. Like the pasuk says, the tefillah of a person is like water. Shifchi kamayim libech. So the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah's tefillah that they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away the koyach of the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, which is fire, that's referring to the water. So who drank the water? The ox. The ox, the par, left drank the water. What does that mean? What drank? Says that's Golos Edom. That's our Golos that we're in. Golos Edom took away that power. The power of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, that tremendous power of tefillah that they had, that existence, that got taken away by Golos Edom. And that's the par. Well, what's the Meshech that par? The Sheikhet. Who's that referring to? Mashiach ben Yosef. You have two Mashiachs was brought down in this farm. Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come and he's going to shecht. He's going to go ahead and dismantle the power of Edom. But who's going to go ahead and kill Mashiach ben Yosef? The Malach HaMavis. Malach HaMavis is going to go ahead and kill Mashiach ben Yosef. And what's going to happen? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go ahead and shut them out from Moved, and that's going to make Mashiach ben David come. And that's shot of Char Gadya. Nu, the Rosman brothers, you ever heard a beautiful shot like that before? Nice shot.
Like the Paraduma.
That's a pshat. That's not what the Gra says. Rabbi said, let me end off with one yesoid. Which kais is the third kais?
Galti.
The Galti, but when do we do it?
After benching.
Hello.
Benching. What does benching have to do with one of the kaises? Sedver Shimon Pinkas, because you're not considered a free man if you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you parnasa. If you can't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your food, then you're not considered a free man. If you think that it's about you, your money, then you're not free. Free means understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's mefarnes you. Shkoyach Rabbi say, all for coming. I hope I was able to enlighten you. Feel to hear, even if you took even out one part, this beautiful, and if you're more than that, even better than that. Shkoyach all for coming. It's a schus for the ones who sponsored this year, and for Izzy Chait, Bacharei Benakasha Emer, Rasta Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezaki Kez Yisrael, Plita Chibla Mitzvah Shnemer, Alina Chofetz, Aman Tzidkai, Yagel Terev Yadir.